Hello.
This is Ron from Customer Support returning your call.
Okay. Hi, good morning. I was charged for something that I did not authorize on my card from you guys. I called my bank this morning and they told me to call you first.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, from what Bank of America told me, when I ordered a face cream that you guys were advertising and all I had to pay for was shipping, which I did, he said to me there was fine print that I didn't see, that if you don't cancel, they charge you. So he told me to reach out to you guys first before the bank deals with it.
Okay, can I have the zip code, please?
Sure, 30132. Yes, sir.
Thank you. First and last name?
First name is Marilyn, last name is Wilson.
Thank you. And would you mind verifying your shipping address for me?
Sure. It's 116 Valley Brook Way, that's Dallas, Georgia, 30132.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do see here on the 22nd of February where you did purchase our Evair face cream, one of our facial products that helps reduce fine lines and wrinkles, ma'am.
Yes, and I was told all I had to pay was shipping and handling, which I did. And then someone tried to put another charge through, like, 2 minutes later. And I contacted the bank, and I said, no, I'm not paying for anything else. So that charge was declined. And then I wake up this morning and look at my Bank of America account and find out that I was charged the $92.90. So when I call my bank, they look at your website and they said, in little print, there's something saying if you don't cancel, but I wasn't even aware that it was an automatic refill, because I used the cream twice and ended up with pimples, and I haven't used it since. So it's just sitting in a jar.
Okay, so on the 22nd of February, when you purchased the product was free on a trial. You only paid the shipping and handling of $6.70, and since you didn't get in contact with the company before that trial ended, we went ahead and we billed you the retail price for the product that you have now.
Okay, and like I said, I didn't see that. The bank just told me, because they barely saw that fine print. So they told me to contact you first and see if you will handle it. If not, they will. Because I didn't see anything that said it was a trial, period.
Yes, ma'am. It was on the web page before purchasing the product and also in the terms and conditions.
So you're saying you're not going to do anything about it? Is that
what
you're saying?
Well, ma'am, that charge is valid because that's the retail price for the product that you have.
Like I said, I didn't see anything that said I had to cancel. And the bank just told me, they looked at the website. It was in fine print. They didn't see it either. I never went to the website. It was on my phone. And I didn't see anything. And when you're close to 70, there's a lot of things you don't see. But that being said, I cannot use the product, nor do I want the product. So you're telling me that you guys can do nothing?
Well, ma'am, that charge is bad because that's the retail price for the product that you have.
Your name again?
Ronald.
Ronald?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. I will contact Bank of America again. They just asked me to reach out to you, but it can be disputed. No problem. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Same to you.